Welcome to the Spiritual Success Podcast with me, Liz Roberta, a place for spiritual people who want to grow, learn, and succeed in life and in business. I'll be talking to successful spiritual entrepreneurs, authors, and thought leaders to understand what creates a meaningful and soul-aligned life. So come on in, lightworkers, this is your time to shine. Hello and welcome to episode 19 of the Spiritual Success Podcast. So today is a topic which was actually requested. So if you do have any topics that you want me to talk about on this podcast, then feel free to send me a DM over on Instagram at I am Liz Roberta. This is actually one that came through when I added it as a question in Instagram stories, and I asked my audience, what topics do you want to hear about on the podcast? And this is one of them. So what to do when you're ready to give up, when you're ready to throw in the towel. And honestly, this could not be more perfectly timed for me because right now it's Tuesday evening. I am recording this and editing it and uploading it before Wednesday morning. And honestly, I was on the edge of just saying, right, I'm not going to have this podcast episode out for tomorrow. Unfortunately, because I'm writing my book at the moment, which I'm loving, but I'm 2 weeks before the deadline and I'm going back over all of the chapters based on a conversation I had with my editor. So that is taking up all day, every day at the moment. So yeah, I haven't got any extra time to sort out this podcast or anything else. And I'm having to do it in the evening, which is not my best time at all. And I also had a late night last night because every Monday, I started doing Biz with Liz IG Lives at 6 p.m. UK time. So every Monday throughout April and May, I am doing an Instagram Live on a different topic related to setting up and scaling your spiritual business. So the first one that I did yesterday was starting your spiritual business, the essential systems and tools that you need. And again, this is a requested topic. So I'm very open to taking requests for my Biz with Liz IG Lives as well. So come along to those live if you can, 6 p.m. UK on Mondays over on Instagram. I am doing card pulls at the end as well. So if you come along to the IG Lives, you can ask your questions, I can answer them for you, and then I will also be pulling cards at the end. So yeah, I'm feeling this topic today. I am ready to talk about this because it's literally what I have been experiencing today. So we all get to this moment where we want to throw in the towel. So I've actually written about this in my book and I called it a towel moment because in spirituality, we're all quite familiar with what a tower moment is because of the tower card in the tarot deck, which basically means shit's hit the fan, everything's going down. On the card, there's like people jumping out of a burning building. And when you have a tower moment, it means your world is collapsing to make way for something new. But it's the hard bit before a new beginning, like everything's falling down and you don't know what's going to happen next. It's like the rug has been pulled out from under you. Whereas a towel moment is when you're ready to throw in the towel, when you're ready to just give up, down tools, and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I am ready to quit. This isn't working. Why is nothing happening? Is this a good use of my time and energy? So this is what a towel moment is. And it's when you're ready to give up, when you're on the edge of giving up. So I wanted to talk about five things that you can do and that I do when I'm ready to give up. Because as we all know, entrepreneurship is a very long journey, lifelong, hopefully, for most of us. And even if you aren't an entrepreneur, this can also apply to relationships. This can apply to your job. This can apply to absolutely anything, but what to do when you're ready to give up. So this isn't specifically about entrepreneurship, but I know I do have a lot of spiritual entrepreneurs listening to this podcast, but you can also apply these tips to life as well. So let's get started. So the first tip is to take a break and get some space. So the first time where I really realized that this was a great option was when I read Richard Branson's book, Screw It, Let's Do It. And in it, he says that this is exactly what he does whenever he needs clarity, whenever he's tired, whenever he wants to give up. This is literally what Richard Branson does. And it's also something that I've had to learn to do on my journey as well. Because for a long time, I had this belief system that I had to be working every second of every day in order to be successful. successful. And it was actually when I learned about my human design and that I'm a projector that I really tried to change that belief and lean much more into my divine feminine and be more in flow and in receiving mode rather than in the masculine hustle mode. I'm going to do a whole other podcast episode about masculine and feminine and what that means. But in this instance, taking a break and really leaning back into that divine feminine, even if it's just for an afternoon or a day or a week, just leaning back and taking some space, logging out of your social media, deleting the Instagram app from your phone, not checking your emails for a weekend, will give you an entirely new perspective. Sometimes when we're feeling so worn down that we just feel like we want to give up, it's just because we need a break. And then once we have that break, we come back feeling renewed, excited, and ready to get started again. So it can be really deceptive, this feeling that we want to give up, when actually all that our soul and our body is saying to us is that we want a break. We don't really want to give up. We just want a break. So if you do have this feeling that you really want to give up, you're fed up, you just want to quit, then ask yourself, when did you last have a day off? When did you last have a holiday? When did you last have some me time or time with your family? Because I bet a large proportion of what is making you want to quit is just the fact that you actually need a break and then to come back to it. And this, again, to go back to my book writing process, this is something that I found really helpful as well. So when I write a chapter in a day, the next day, I'll obviously sleep at night, and then the next day, I'll go back to it and read through it again, and I'll spot so many errors, or I'll spot where I've used the same word a few too many times in a sentence, or I'll spot a typo, or I'll see something that isn't quite right, and I'll see easily how it can be better. Whereas the day before, I couldn't see that when I was going through it. And you just need that space to come back and look at it with a fresh pair of eyes. So the first thing to do when you feel ready to give up is just to take a break and get some space so that you have a new perspective. The second tip is to review your good feedback. So this is something that I recommend to all of my coaching clients, and it's to keep some kind of folder of your good feedback. So we'll often do this on our Instagram highlights. Most people who have a business will have a folder of their reviews. So you can just click back through those Instagram stories when you're feeling low. I also have an email folder called Happy Customers or something. It has a heart emoji. I can't quite remember. Happy feedback, I think it is, where I save nice emails that I've had from people. And if I'm having a down day, that gives me the chance to then go back and see all of the reasons why I'm doing it. When you have all of these amazing messages from people telling you how you've changed their life, telling you how you've made them cry with joy and how your message really touched them, that is such a mood booster, and it connects you back with your why, your purpose, why you're doing this. And if you don't have a business, this could look like having a memory box. I have a memory box with old cards and little notes and things like that from when I was a child. And if you have a memory box or cards from your partner or drawings from your children, looking back at those things will be such a morale boost. Again, bringing you back to your why. Why are you doing this? What are the greatest things that you have in your life? So having this opportunity to review this good feedback and these kind words from people is really going to recenter you, lift your mood, and take you back to your why. The third tip is one that I don't think you'll be very surprised to hear from me. It's to ask the universe for a sign. So if you're just so stuck and you don't know what to do next, and that's tricking you into thinking that you just want to give up, you just want to quit, ask the universe for a sign. I have a story about this which profoundly impacted me. And it was when I was trying to get a fashion job. So I finished my master's and then I'd gone for this fashion buyer job at Next Head Office, which is a fashion company in the UK. And I'd gone for this fashion buyer job. I got all the way through to the last phase. It took me 9 months, multiple applications, interviews, video interviews, phone interviews, presentations, all that kind of stuff. And it was a really long process. I got all the way through to the end and I thought I had it in the bag and I didn't. And I was distraught. And I was more distraught because I needed to have a paid job when I finished my master's, which was very quickly approaching. I didn't have another 9 months to go through the same process somewhere else. So there's also that financial pressure as well. And this was an absolute tower moment where I feel like I'd just been completely betrayed by the universe. The rug had been pulled out from under me. And I asked for the sign. I was like, please, God, if you exist, if you're out there, I need a sign. I was having an absolute crisis of faith. I felt like my world had fallen apart, which, talking about it now, it seems like an exaggeration, but I was getting all of the signs leading me along. And I think that's why I felt so betrayed, because it was like the universe was saying, yeah, you're going to get it, you're going to get it. And then I didn't. So that just made it so much worse, because it completely shook my whole belief system and my faith. And that was a lot of what was making me upset as well, as well as obviously the time I'd invested and lost, and then the financial pressure. Spoiler alert, I did end up getting a job with them. When I rang them for the feedback, they just said, oh, we actually wanted you for a fashion merchandiser job. So that was why I was getting the signs. I did get a job there. It started at the same time, all that good stuff. But the sign was, in those few days when I thought I'd lost it completely, before they said, oh, we just actually wanted you for this different job, I got a letter through my front door from a church. So this is so wild. So my niece, my sister's daughter, was getting christened, and I was down as a godparent, and I got a letter through my door. My whole life, this is the only letter I've ever had through the letterbox from a church. And this was the day after I asked for a sign, asking if God was real. And I got a letter through my letterbox from a church, and I still have it in my drawer, and it was addressed to me, my name, from a church. And I was like, wow, okay, thank you for this sign. And that really helped. And any time where you just feel like you don't know what is going on, you feel betrayed by the universe, you feel like you want to give up, ask for a sign and be open to receiving it. It could come through in any way. We've all had signs here. If you're listening to this, then you will have had signs before. So ask the universe for a sign. If you're feeling like you want to give up and you're genuinely feeling like you do, then ask if that's the right thing. Or if you're feeling like you're just questioning it and you're really not sure, then ask the universe for a sign to continue and see what it sends you. The fourth tip is to ask a friend. So this has been so helpful for me in my business, to meet amazing friends who are also in business. Like, everyone knows Rachel Alice. She is my business bestie, and we will rant to each other when we're stressed or when we need help with something. We'll ask each other, because we both have podcasts. We've both had our business for a similar amount of time. We both have the same backgrounds. We both have masters in marketing, like just so many similarities. So we will talk to each other and lean on each other when we need support and advice on our business journey. If you can find someone who is like that for you, they will be a godsend when it comes to your entrepreneurial journey. Now, this isn't going to happen straight away. Like, when you're first starting out, it will obviously take some time to build a network. But if you go on people's podcasts, that's a great way to network and to meet people. That's how Rachel and I became friends, because she invited me on her podcast. You can also go to events. A lot of my best spiritual friends have come from events. And again, I'm going to do a whole other podcast episode about making friends in the spiritual community, because I know this is something a lot of people struggle with. This is something that I struggled with for a while, because it can be very isolating when you're going through your spiritual awakening. And this can be another time that we want to give up, when we're like, I don't want to be on the spiritual path anymore. It's too hard. It's too lonely. And so you want to give up on that as well. So this can be another time when you want to give up. But if you can find someone to talk to, find a friend to ask for advice, they are really going to lift your morale and help you to see that you're not alone. And they could just give you that little nugget of wisdom that you need to carry on to see you through to the end. And if the thing that you're thinking about giving up on is something in your relationship or your personal life, then it could be your mum, it could be your dad, it could be a friend, a sibling. As long as you have someone to lean on, someone to talk to, I'm sure that after asking a friend for advice, you're going to come out of it with a whole different outlook, a whole new perspective. The last tip is kind of your last point of call. If you've done all of these other things, then maybe it really is time to take a different route. Now, this doesn't necessarily mean an entirely different route completely, but if you're feeling like you want to quit because something is just not working and it's just not feeling right as well, then that can be a sign that something needs adjusting. So this can happen in business when we need to pivot, when it's time to end a certain offer, offer something new, change our free content that we're putting out. Like if you're doing a podcast and it's not really taking off, maybe you'd be better suited to YouTube videos or a blog or weekly Instagram lives. But maybe it's time for you to try something different. If something genuinely is not working and you've been doing it for a really long time and it's just dragging you down, you feel awful about it, and that's why you want to give up, then that is a sign to take a different route. And again, this is a great time to ask for advice. This is a great time to ask the universe for a sign, but it can mean that you do actually need to just try something a little bit differently. Like I said, it doesn't mean you have to give up, but there might just be something which needs adjusting, like a new niche, a tiny little pivot, a small change. It could mean hiring another team member maybe, but something might need to change instead of giving it up completely. So really notice what exactly it is that's making you feel like you want to give up. Is it because you just feel like you're so run down and rushed and you have absolutely no time left for yourself? If so, then maybe it's time to hire that VA or to cut out one of your offers that maybe isn't repaying you and is taking your energy much more than the money that you're getting out of it. If it's that your relationship just doesn't seem to be working anymore, then maybe you need to go and see a relationship counselor or try something new in that respect. There might just be a small change that needs to happen rather than giving up on the thing completely. So when we are feeling like there's something just not quite right, then that is something that we need to notice, because that's our intuition telling us that there is something that we need to look at here. And like I said, great time to ask for a sign or to ask for advice. And before making any changes, it is also really important to take that break as well, to step away, come back, and make sure you still want to make that change and make sure it still feels really right for you. And as you take that break, you might just find that that sign comes in as well. So I hope all of these tips were helpful. Like I said, these are the tips that I use in my life, and they have been super helpful for keeping me on track. It's so important to have people who you can lean on and talk to about these things. So like I said, I am going to do a whole episode about making spiritual friends. So listen out for that one. Make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so that you know when it comes out. As I said, every Monday throughout April and May, I have got my Biz with Liz IG Lives at 6 p.m. UK, and they are all on the IGTV section of my Instagram page at I'm Liz Roberta. So if you go to the IGTV section of my Instagram page, you will see all of the Biz with Liz IG lives there as well. So make sure you catch up on those, and I'll see you at the next ones. So next week we have an incredible episode. I say this every week, but you know I love the podcast and I'm obsessed with the guests that I have on. So I have Christine Rodriguez, a Vedic astrologer. So we're going to be talking about Vedic astrology. So make sure you're subscribed to the podcast, and I'll see you next week. Thank you for listening to this episode, and please remember to subscribe to this podcast. I'm sure that like me, you would love for more people to know this information. So if you leave a review and send me a screenshot of it on Instagram, which is at I Am Liz Roberta, you'll get a $50 voucher code to use on one of my online course launches. This won't be around forever, so go and leave a review now, and I'll see you next time.